This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
It's gone on for 9 straight days. It doesn't seem there's an end in sight. Every time I turn on Fox News, they're talking about it. It's that Siena poll for the New York Times. Released all the way back on November 5th, and they're still talking about it. Probably because it shows Donald Trump beating Joe Biden in 5 of 6 battleground states, the most important 6 battleground states. My Twitter threads are full of comments about it. See, even the New York Times admits Biden gets beaten by Trump. There's been euphoria all over my Twitter feed. See, even David Axelrod thinks Joe Biden's a weak candidate. Even David Axelrod, Democrat, the guy behind Barack Obama, says Joe Biden should drop out. See, we're winning. Maybe. And I don't doubt that Joe Biden is so unpopular, he'd now be losing most of the swing states he won. Too bad nobody, it seems, but investigative reporter Peter Schweitzer dug into the internals of that poll. Maybe that's because nobody actually looked at the poll itself. They just read what the New York Times wrote. And the New York Times itself buried the internals of that poll. If you believe that poll, then you should believe the internals, too, especially when the New York Times doesn't mention them. In fact, on our side, the only right-wing media to mention the internals of that poll that I could find, I could have missed one, I'm pretty well-read, was Breitbart. Nobody else bothered in the euphoria. Nobody else but Breitbart and investigative reporter Peter Schweitzer. He's quite the legend, New York Times bestseller, the one who first broke news of Joe Biden's crimes. And by the way, Mitch McConnell's too. McConnell's also on the Chinese payroll. He sounded the alarm, but almost no one listened except Breitbart. The real news, Schweitzer wrote, is, per usual, buried deep in the crosstabs of the poll's results and offers a blueprint of Democrats' 2024 strategy. And what is that strategy? Convict Trump before the election. The crosstabs on this are terrifying for us, which is probably why the New York Times didn't mention them. They don't want us figuring out the game before the Democrats play it all the way out. But as Peter Schweitzer wrote, among Trump's supporters, now, a critical number of them told the pollsters they would switch to support Joe Biden if Trump were convicted of offenses like the ones he's being tried for in Georgia now. Oh, and also in D.C. and will be tried for in New York. All before overwhelmingly liberal juries who probably won't care what evidence is presented. If Trump were convicted, they were asked, would you still vote for him? Trump's current 6-point lead among voters, even in Georgia, flipped to a 12-point advantage for Joe Biden. Here's Schweitzer on his podcast talking about this.
This New York Times poll that everybody's looking to shows that Trump leads by 6 points in Georgia. The same poll shows that if Donald Trump is convicted and sentenced in the election, that same number in Georgia now swings to a 12% advantage for Joe Biden in Georgia, according to the same poll. Now, we don't know if these polls are accurate. Find out that people who voted for Trump before in that first poll, now that if he's convicted, 6% of them are now actually going to vote for Joe Biden, and a bunch of others are not going to vote at all. So Georgia, it applies in all the other states. So this is a real factor, a real thing. And to dismiss it as, oh, this is kind of a sideshow, it's not something to worry about, it is fundamental, and it is going to swing a huge number of votes. And here's the problem. Think about this. They're trying to rush these cases forward because they know, in fact, that it is going to affect the election. Let's say they rush them through, they ram them through, they get these juries that are in, you know, highly Democratic districts.
Like Atlanta.
Yeah, like Atlanta, like Washington, D.C. They get a conviction. It's going to take time to appeal that. A judge may come along later and say this was a sham. By then, it's going to be too late. It's kind of like this is suppression in 2020 of the Hunter Biden laptop. Once you kind of figure out what's going on and try to repair it or fix it or explain to people how unjust this was, it's too late because the election's already done.
That makes the way the New York Times reported this poll all the stranger. It's almost as if they don't want us to notice that internal in their poll, their own article crowed about Trump beating Biden, but barely mentioned the devastation and the flipping of the numbers if Trump is convicted. That stays safely buried inside their poll. Trump's own lawyer, remember, Alan Dershowitz, and longtime friend warned the same thing. In fact, he even wrote it in his book.
I predicted this all in Get Trump, and I predict there'll be some convictions. I think the strategy is to get bad convictions, but to get them fast in New York, in Florida, in Washington, and in Fulton County. Then they'll be reversed on appeal, but they'll be reversed on appeal after the election. That's why everybody's rushing to get these cases tried. We now know that they want it tried within 6 months in Georgia. They want a trial in January in Washington, D.C. They want a trial in May in Florida. Everybody who is going after Trump, the whole get Trump approach is to get him before the election, convict him before the election, and he wins on appeal. All right, that's tomorrow's news.
The crosstabs of polls have been showing this for a long time, actually, but the left doesn't like to publicize it, I bet. When I say this on the air, and I don't say it much because our side gets apoplectic, I get enraged texts from listeners. Don't say that. No, it's going to be overturned. He's not going to run. I mean, they get hysterical. And that's what scares me so much. I think our side is very scared of where they see the country going. I think they see the potential for it to turn into a quasi-dictatorship. I think people don't know what to do besides vote for Trump. It's their only plan. And so when you're saying, hey, listen, they got this thing, it's a rigged trap, people get hysterical. They get enraged when you tell them that, Dershowitz is right. If he gets convicted and this thing's overturned in any one of these five cases, it looks like it's going to be five, by the way, then we are looking at a scenario where we are running a felon, possibly from the inside of a prison cell on election day. That's not Trump's fault. These people are stone cold evil. That's what makes them so scary. But I'm telling you, this is coming down the pike. Part of the reason people get so angry at me, I think they don't really understand the election calendar. Most of these cases for trial won't even begin until after Super Tuesday, which is on March 5th. By March 5th, Trump will pretty much be locked in as our nominee. That's how many contests are by March 5th. On March 5th, Super Tuesday, 17 states vote. And Trump will largely likely have his fate sealed if he's still running with the numbers he has today on Super Tuesday. One of his criminal trials doesn't start till the 4th, the day before. Another one looks like it'll be starting in May. I covered trials for years as a reporter. If your trial starts on March 4th, that means there'll be preliminary arguments and they're going to spend a month settling in and situating themselves. The actual trial, shoot, if it starts on March 4th, they're not done till well into June. And that's extremely conservative. I've seen other trials go for months just in their opening arguments. The figure in my head is about 5 months when I cover a trial and I'm planning my vacations because that's what happens.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Well, by that time, there's not going to be any room to overturn any of this by the election. How many felony charges is Trump facing across these trials? 91. The odds Trump gets convicted by a liberal jury on one of those are astronomically high. When I say that, people get hysterical. But I'm going to vote for him. Doesn't matter to me. Yeah, I know. But you're a hardcore Trump supporter. The people that these polls are measuring are independents. And Republicans, because there's fewer of us than Democrats, we have to win Republicans at a plus 90 rate. But we've also got to win independents or we lose. And that's what Schweitzer's talking about here. These voters who will vote for Trump, but not if he's convicted. They're not super convicted voters. They're the independents we need to win. If the internals of that New York Times poll are correct, and you know what makes me think they are? They're not trumpeting them. They're not publicizing them. If it's true that a Trump conviction, and I expect more than one, flips it from plus six Trump in Georgia to plus 12 Biden. You know what that means, right? They're going to win the Senate and the House, probably pretty large majorities. And they'll finally have the sizable majority they need to turn the Supreme Court into a legislature, erase the Bill of Rights, add D.C. is a state, so that's plus two Democrat senators for them. And you'll wake up in an America you don't even recognize. I can see this so clearly. And the New York Times and the left don't want you to figure it out till it's too late to stop it. That's why the Times didn't publicize this, why it wasn't their headline, although it would have been an equally valid headline. The first time I ever got the sinking feeling that this is exactly how this was going to go down was when I saw former FBI director James Comey smirk, and he did smirk as he said this on television, that if Trump made it to the GOP nominating convention, which starts July 15, and he happened to be able to be there, he'd be in an ankle monitoring bracelet. When did he say this? In June of 2023.
This crazy world that Donald Trump has dragged this country into, but he could be wearing an ankle bracelet while accepting the nomination at the Republican convention.
There's this mythos around Donald Trump that said, and it's very real, I see it on the text line every day, that since he beat Hillary and the Clinton machine, at the time the most formidable there was in politics, that somehow he's supernatural. He can beat anything. He's going to beat the charges. He's just smarter and better. But I don't believe that, not with the Democrat jury. He isn't infallible. He was stopped by their cheating in 2020, and he can be stopped by their cheating in courts that they control, and they do control them because of the liberal makeup of the areas he's being tried in. Think of the double, triple redundant system they've built here. They're trying him in federal court. They're trying him in state court. They're trying him across two states in D.C., one jurisdiction, all before liberal juries. They're even trying him down in Florida before a purple jury. Why try him that many times? He's facing over 700 years in prison because they know across 91 charges, they will get a conviction, and they know they will get one before the election. The internals, by the way, of that New York Times poll weren't the first to find this. There was another poll back in August that found that nearly half of Republicans, would not vote for Donald Trump if he were convicted of a felony. And 52% wouldn't vote for him if he were in prison on Election Day, which he stands a good chance of being. That's according to a Reuters Ipsos poll. Almost no one paid attention to that one. Again, if he's convicted, it'll be bogus. Silly trumped up charges with liberal Democrat juries. But as I explain often on my show, the American people haven't figured out that in blue areas, our courts aren't real anymore. They're as fake as the 2020 election. But even Republicans don't fully understand that yet, that the court system is essentially gone, except in very red areas. It's just show trials and political hijinks. They'll figure it out eventually after a couple more of these show trials and after it happens to people other than Trump, but they haven't fully figured it out yet. That's why this will be convincing. And if you run Trump against somebody who's not Biden or Kamala Harris, it's lights out for us. Folks, their ambition is so huge, I don't think they're worried about beating Trump. I've explained to you, because he failed to take that $200 million and clean those voter rolls of dead people and fake voters, they're going to get him again in these swing states. It's amazing to me he didn't fight. Heck, Judicial Watch on a shoestring budget fought much harder than Trump has these last few years to clean the fake and dead voters off the rolls. They're waiting for Trump. He'll walk right into that buzzsaw again of absentee ballot voting by not real people. No, what they're doing here with the convictions is to get them sizable majorities in the House and the Senate that they need to push through their radical agenda. What they're looking for, because they're doing things this radical, is a mandate. If you watch the houses they've won, you know, since 2016, it's only been by so little, they can't even get their agenda through. They can't do the radical things they want, like amnesty, which will turn most of the country blue. They just need that big majority. And I'm pretty darn sure a Trump conviction gets it for them. But I don't know how to tell this to Republicans, and I don't know how to explain this in a way they'll believe me before it's too late. I want to thank PhD Weight Loss for sponsoring this podcast. And I want to let you know that if you're not happy about the state of your health or your waistline, but you've already got your Thanksgiving menu and your Christmas menu planned, you're pretty committed to them, enjoy yourself. But why not go ahead and get signed up with PhD Weight Loss and get started the first week of January? It's the perfect time to do it. You can get on their busy schedule, get started, get set up. If you want to do PhD weight loss from home, there's somebody doing it in each of the 50 states, and they found it works just as well as doing it in person. In fact, for some people, it's better because it's more convenient because you can schedule on your schedule. To find out more about PhD weight loss, I've lost 29 pounds and kept it off for almost 10 months now. Find them online, myphdweightloss.com. That's myphdweightloss.com, and plan to start your PhD journey soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.